Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The It Girl. Ocasio-Cortez was on both Colbert and also did this Martin Luther King Now forum put on by Blackout for Human Rights. And she talked about several things in a poll out yesterday. 74% of Democrats polled said they would vote for her for president. She's only 29. My point is, I think too many people on the conservative side, yes, it's mockery. In fact, one of these has the word like in here. I want to talk about that. You know, when someone says, well, it's like, that constant use of that phrase is so diminishing. Not sure why. We'll see if you agree with that. But she's a threat. She's putting a happy face, an effectively happy face, reaching millennials and maybe others on socialism, more than big government. We're talking about startling things to the left of Pelosi and all these others. That's exactly what's going on here. She's getting traction. So it's fine to mock her on her economic acumen, which is lacking, but it's another to, take a look at her and not see a threat. To dismiss her, in other words. People are never going to buy this. Several articles this week are talking about that suddenly people are unaware. Maybe it's not news to you, but you can see that. Socialism seems new to them. The word is not carrying the sting that it used to carry. Some are actually saying, and they may put democratic socialism in front of it, but they're not afraid to say it. In the past, that's a lie. Even if they were a socialist, they didn't say it. Even Bernie Sanders, no, they're not going to go with that. They're going to come up with something else. So, this first cut, Ocasio-Cortez makes the case, and this appeals to people, that it's immoral that our system results in some people ending up. Now, you know, the follow-up question we would ask, well, what about millionaires? But billionaires are immoral.
I hate to personalize this, but do you think it is moral for individuals to, for instance, do we live in a moral world that allows for billionaires? Is that a moral outcome in and
no,
of itself?
Mm-hmm. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. And it's not. And I think it's important to say that I don't think that necessarily means that all billionaires are immoral. It is right. Not to say that someone like Bill Gates, for example, or Warren Buffett mm-hmm. are immoral people.
Oh, they're on our side.
That. But I believe
he kicks his dog.
Right.
Like
yeah.
That, right?
I don't. I'm not saying that. But I do think a system that allows billionaires to exist when there are parts of Alabama where people are still getting ringworm because they don't have access to public health mm-hmm. is wrong. Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's the billionaires thing. I wonder if we have people listening going, yeah, that's not so irrational. Why do we have billionaires? Isn't 10 million enough? What level would you set it at that a person is able to have before it becomes immoral? Is there such a thing? If you start and say, well, definitely a billion, Dom, now come on. Okay, then I'm going to ask, let's keep on going down. Once you get out there on the immoral plank that they're fooling around with here, where does it end? How much is it? If you have $1 million, shouldn't that be enough then? Well, why not? 10 million? Is that moral? Are we okay? When does the immoral buzzer go off? Yes, when does that happen? What figure? Apparently at a billion. All right, so if it's 900 million, billion, when does it go off? What is it that sets it off? Well, what is the trigger? Who gets to decide that? How about a half a billion? Well, At least as far as we know. See, they're not going to follow up. They never follow up with the next question on this. She also, at the same conference, and this is where she uses the word like, she talked about millennials and what is it that millennials are fixated on. One of the things they're fixated on is living to be, say, somebody who's 40 years of age.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is
12 years.
Your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? And like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
Oh, man, those people storming the beaches of Normandy. Ocasio-Cortez sitting there with the guy interviewing. I know him, who's also a millionaire with all kinds of things. In a fancy suit. It's her World War II. That's right. Climate change, just like the Nazis and the Japanese. That's what we're fighting here. 12 years now. I wonder if that, how she concocted that figure. I wonder if Al Gore consulted on that. 12 years left, and then it's over. That's why it's so important. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless push pound 1210. Now, of course, after that appearance, she was on with Colbert, and she does use the socialist term, but she puts democratic socialist in front of it.
This is not a new idea. In fact, you know, people are yelling, you know, she's a socialist. She wants 70% marginal tax rates. Under Republican Republican administration, Dwight Eisenhower, we had 90% marginal tax rates.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I want to point out that she's a socialist. She wants 70% tax rates. Those are both accurate, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Democratic, well, though.
Democratic socialist.
Democratic socialist. Very different.
Okay.
Very different.
Oh, wait a minute there. She even is putting a little, that surprised me, a little bit of couching there. That's the flavor that makes it a little, just to continue to throw that word in. Now, there are others a little bit bolder. They're just going to proudly say they're a socialist and one-upper. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. What's the best way to deal with this? Well, the best way to deal with it is not to just dismiss it. The best way to deal with it is not to just mock it, but mockery when she makes some ridiculous statement about the economy and all is fine. Don't go in her lane of social media and try to do this. That's where she's pretty skilled. That's where she has her audience. That's an area you got to be careful with this. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Now, I don't know what it would be exactly. But the think tank people on the Republican side, the conservative side, and others, they have to be pushing for more. There used to be various things in the public schools that talked about capitalism, that talked about junior achievement, things of that nature, right? There has to be a way. You can't just seed the ground and say, you know, well, the public schools are doing it. They're not teaching. They're indoctrinating. There have to be initiatives out there in order to attack this. And part of it is getting people to understand that socialism is not just about taxation and all that. It's about authoritarianism. That's what happens. That's what happens when taking money, some money around the edges is not enough, and you start moving forward with this. It's never going to be enough. It's not going to work that way. And it's about central planning. It's about people like Ocasio-Cortez and others. Democrats right now crawl with this. They're appalled that the federal government is down. Is the world ending because the federal government's down? No, I don't think so. So they're in the mode of trying to tell us that it's just about going after the rich. That's always the ploy. And I wonder if we have people listening that can answer that question. You know, when I get people on and I ask them, well, how much would you tax someone making $200,000? That's a trick question. Everything's a trick question when you try to get the specifics. So if a billion being a billionaire is immoral, that the system allows that. How about 900 million? How about 800 million? How about 700? The way to win on this is to continue to make the point to try to get them into specific situations, to at least get them specifically to spell out what they want up and down the line. If you let them vaguely talk about billionaires, they're going to get an audience. They're going to people saying, yeah, with all that need, ringworms in Alabama. What's the federal government? How much are we spending on that? You know, wild stuff you hear. Why is it that that happens? All right, let's go to Terry in King of Prussia on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Terry. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. I'd just like to say that I do agree with her on this tax thing, because I've said this to you before. This is trickle-down economics all over again, what Trump is doing to us. What she's talking
okay, but
about,
let me ask you the question. A person making $200,000, $250,000 a year, what should their total tax rate be, total, out of that, state, local, and federal?
No, Dom, I'm not...
Well, Terry, come on. Just give me a figure. You called in with this that you're on board. I'm going to start there with a person who's doing pretty well. How much should they pay?
Well, I'll tell you what. In the past, when it works, when our economy works the best, they get taxed the most. And I don't know what the number has to be. But
well, what's your gut feeling, though?
I would say a million, I guess. I don't know. But
You're making $1 million a year. How much do I have to give back to Ocasio-Cortez and the government?
What I'm trying to say.
No, but Terry, we can't be saying this stuff if I don't have a figure. Give me a figure. She is at least giving us a figure. I'm trying to hear from you. What's
okay,
the figure?
Here you go, Dom. All right. Let's not give them the tax break. Let's give us the 83 cents on the dollar.
What figure? How much do you want to take from them if a person's making $1 million a year? How much?
That has to be discussed. It really does.
Well, wait a minute. We can't have a discussion until you give me a figure of what you think it should be.
What the amount? Is it
how much? What percentage? I mean, you're making $1 million a year. What percentage state, local, federal taxes should they have to pay by our
let's
system?
Push it up like she said, 90%.
90% of $1 million. So, if that's the case, and it triggers at $1 million, Terry, are you aware that maybe that person's not going to try to make $1 million? It's not worth the effort. They're going to go lower. And what does that do?
I'll tell you what you do, Dom. This is the answer, because this is how they used to do it in the past. Reinvest. Don't stick it in your damn bank accounts and not spend a dime like us middle class would. If we're given that money, we're going to spend it. So we should be paying less taxes than them.
All right, thank you, Terry. I'll take that as sort of, Terry's a good guy, but I'll take it as another non-answer. Would you like to step up and tell me, make it $1 million, make it $250,000. I'd like to know what percentage. We didn't even get to the billion yet. Should we take, he ultimately seemed to say, 90% from them? So you're making $1 million a year. You're going to pay the government total, state, local, federal, $900,000. We're still leaving you with $100,000, right? Why wouldn't you be happy with that? Why wouldn't that excite you to go out and make that $1 million? Why is it so hard to get a number when it comes to this? Oh, let's discuss it. No, just give me the ballpark figure of what you think is, quote, fair. When it comes to this idea, it's only going to be the rich we're after. Notice Cortez and the guy Coates, there's a guy interviewing him, Tanisha Coates, doesn't ask, well, what about millionaires? You know, no. They want to keep it vaguely out there somewhere to get the mob stirred up. We're talking with billionaires are immoral. Well, how can she justify, what is it, $175, $174 a year? Then she makes side money doing other stuff. She's probably clearing $200,000, and she's got all sorts of perks of things she doesn't pay for. How do you justify that? What's the number? We just would like to know the number. They never want to give us the number. That's always said to be a trick question. You're trying to trick me. No, we're trying to lock you down, because you know when we lock you down, what happens? Think those people there, if you said someone like Ocasio-Cortez making over $250 a year, you think they might say, whoa, we think you ought to be paying at least 50% of that, right? Or more, right? You don't think you ought to be wearing suits that were $3,000, right? Or, well, you're championing us. You're leading the mob, so you get to do it. You're like the Kennedys and Pelosi's. Linda's in Logan. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Linda, good morning.
Good morning. All of these people that are cheering Ms. Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, right now they're cheering, but I think that they all ought to go back and read Animal Farm.
Okay.
In the end, there are always those people that are more equal than others.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's my comment.
Well, Linda, that's a very good comment. That's exactly the way it ends. There's going to have to be a leadership. There's going to have to be authoritarianism to keep all this going. That's exactly right. But that follow-up question is never asked. Look, she's such a big interview, like, right now. Let's face it. You got to know your opponent and where we're going. That even people like Colbert are only going to joust gently with her. He tried to at the end, and she said, oh, no, no. I may not come back if you don't say it's democratic socialism. She is a millennial slash social media darling, so she'll pull a big audience for you. If you get her, it's a big draw right now. We'll see how long it lasts. Does she have staying power? I think she might. We'll see. O'Rourke doesn't appear to have as much staying power. It seemed to be off the Beto O'Rourke train a little bit here. We'll see if he makes a comeback. Maybe when he Instagram his teeth being cleaned, that might have been too much. So these things are fluid, but she is a threat. She's a definite threat that you just can't mock. And the media ought to be asked, all these people in the media that are, you know, chasing after billionaires to start with, the facts indicate that's certainly not enough. This always has to come down to, if not the middle class, at least slightly above the middle class. I wouldn't even say the upper middle class. I'd say somewhere in the middle and then starting to go up. That's where they have to go, and probably on the middle class ultimately. And socialism is not just about taking the money. It's about all the schemes, all the administrative, the central planning for your life. That's where it comes from. It's a lot more draconian than even big government that we have now. Let's go to Joe in Deptford on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Dom, thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Joe.
You know, just talking about these tax rates, first of all, everybody has to understand they're marginal tax rates. They're tiered. They start at a lower rate and graduates up as your income increases.
Okay, well, I'll ask you the question since we're going there, Joe. That's accurate. But the thing is this, still immoral, but accurate. So if you're making $200,000, $250,000 a year, how much state, local, federal of actual taxation would I expect from you, Joe?
All right. And this is not what I believe, but I think this is what, you know, just for conversation purposes, I would think you're probably looking at 50%.
You're going to take half, and that's a moral position then.
Well, no, I wouldn't take it, but I'm just saying this is where it would have to go eventually to try to get a grasp on the debt where we are. I mean, we're running a $4.2 trillion budget.
Okay, well, the other thing we ought to be doing is cutting back tremendously,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes, absolutely, yes. And it's going to be pain all over. That's the thing. Nobody wants to take the pain. We're all going to have to take the pain if we want to save this republic. Ben Franklin knew it. Way back when they signed the document, They asked him, what have you wrought? And he said, a republic if you can keep it.
Okay, well, Joe, I am not prepared to have you take 50% under this pain plan until I examine all the spending and all the stuff that we might be able to do on that front that is completely out of control. All right, at least he gave me a number, and he was coming at it from a different angle. Let's go to Alan in Drexel Hill. Alan, welcome in. Good Tuesday. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dom. You know, this is the genesis of this argument with Cortez and the tax rate and the billionaires. It's basically socialism versus capitalism. And it's hypocritical because if these people don't realize that the money that was made was through creation and free enterprise. And if that's taken away by high tax rates, it's going to diminish the ability for these people to want to continue to...
Right. Alan, as I said, if you start taxing at a million, then people are only going to make 900,000. But in doing that, They are going to not exert as much energy since you put for each bit of taxation that's over the top on that, there's going to be less incentive and then less energy, less creation, less effort. That's what happens.
Yeah, the other thing, Dom, you know, if someone's a multi-billionaire and they're taxed, let's say, at a 10% rate, that's a lot of revenue coming in versus someone taxing someone at 70% at $1 million.
Well, exactly right. But, you know, here's why. It's just a thought, and it's one of my thoughts. Maybe you don't have an answer. I certainly don't have an answer. As the way to counter this would be the Trump tax cuts and what they've done. Has anybody out there, maybe haven't met with your accountant yet or whoever does your taxes with you or you doing them yourself, have you seen the upside for yourself yet? Now, Roe and I are going to be meeting with our guy next month, and I'm told, you know, he told us last year there'd be a very good upside for us, less taxes, I mean, less that we'll owe than we usually do. So the Trump tax cuts get tremendous heat and fodder, is what I'm saying, for the other side. It's still, with their willing accomplices in the media and their own ignorance, want to make this was just about the top 1% or billionaires or something else, right? And we're not seeing the upside to this. I just don't get it. Hasn't this generated, or is it too mythical of it? Is it too vague of a thing that it's helped the economy really generate? In other words, it's harder to get away with this stuff with a lot of people like Ocasio-Cortez if this really had the branding that Trump wanted and I wanted on this tax cut. I think it's a major thing. Let's go to Ron in Trenton. Ron, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good, Ron.
Thanks for making my call.
Hey, Ron, do you have an answer to that? Why the Trump tax cut? Look, anything in life is going to have a downside baggage to it. But the baggage is all there, and the upside is not coming through with people yet.
Yeah, well, you know, what they don't say is that Obama did the same thing. He'd used this green plan and would give billions of dollars of tax breaks to companies that pushed in the direction he wanted them to
go. Solyndra, that's right.
GE.
Yeah, GE paid absolutely no taxes.
Right, but what I wanted to mention, and the reason I called, was the reason people are listening to Ocasio, AOC, is that they're paying a ton of money for college. They come out in debt, and people like her are saying, hey, we'll pay for college. We'll give you a living wage.
Right.
When we got out of high school or college, there was a job we could get,
mm-hmm.
and it turned into a career. So, yeah, we like capitalism. It worked for us.
Well,
it's not working for a lot of people today.
Well, you believe that? I mean, the economy is booming. Why is it not working?
I'm not saying it's not working. What I'm saying is tons of millennials, and I have three of them myself,
right.
and I talk to a lot of my Uber, and I talk to a lot of college kids. You know what they tell me? They say, you're getting out of school next year. What are you going to do? They say, I'm going to keep going to school.
Why
is
that?
They don't talk because it's a way to avoid, you know, life.
Okay, well, and I thought you were going to say the biggest difference is, and the Ocasio-Cortezes and others are behind this, or their side is, it's student loan debt. That's the thing that, if I were advising, whispering in Trump's ear, let's go after big colleges. Savage them and what they're doing to the country and what they're getting away with. Be unrelenting them. Hammer them. They already hate you. They're not going to vote for you. Hammer them. Rise up against them. That's what we need to do.
Can I tell you what the colleges did to me and my kids?
Okay.
Because we made enough money so that we couldn't qualify for grants or anything.
Right.
They wouldn't give my kids student loans unless we co-signed.
Right.
That was the bullet put mm-hmm. to our brain.
Right.
So we had to commit our finances to the college debt.
Exactly right. Boy.
And all my kids now have been able over time, because they've been out a few years now, to refinance and get us off the hook, so to speak.
Well, I'm glad that happened. My point being, though, isn't that the difference? In other words, yeah, for a period of time there, without a doubt, recession and all that, not good for people coming out of college. Now it's better, right? Isn't the economy better? Even the income inequality indexes and all that, I've seen an uptick over this last year where that's happening. I'm not saying it's magical. I'm saying it's happening. What's the one thing that is really different? For many, that student loan debt. That's incredible. Well, whose fault? Well, look, you can blame the students, too. I mean, and their parents and whatever for getting into that, putting themselves in that situation. But if you're asking me where the play is, push back on the constant call for them. Well, you're not giving us enough money. Tony Soprano running these big colleges. And push back against them. Analyze. Bring your people in. I'd be happy to go and talk forever about this. How do you make the public aware who's responsible for that, in addition to their own choices? Isn't that the difference?
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.